Rubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
Wow. Easton.
It's a little something I whipped up.
That was special.
That was so good.
I would also like to say that Easton and his lovely wife, Allison, decorated our little table where we're doing our podcast. There's chocolate macadamia. Wait, what is it?
Chocolate macadamians.
chocolate covered macadamians. Lay's, a pineapple, wine. We've got it all.
Yeah. Truly.
Because we're in
Hawaii.
We're in Hawaii
or Bermuda.
Did y'all see that? Tanya was singing, you know,
Bermuda, Bahama, come on pretty.
Yeah,
mama.
But you didn't sing one word right.
No, you not one. And I was stick sober. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Stick sober. And we were not going to any of those islands because we're in Hawaii.
I don't know why. I have no idea how that came to my mind.
Yeah, the people really, I mean, I got a big response from that video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bermuda.
So we're in Bermuda.
Also known as Maui.
On the set of Temptation Island, Becca's latest obsession.
Okay, so I found out we were coming here and I thought I'm going to watch an episode or two and then get the concept so I know what I'm seeing or what I'm talking about. I binged the whole season. It's a new guilty pleasure. And
I will
I've told
watch
everyone
it.
About it.
Yeah, I do want to watch it just because she's so obsessed. And then we went on this like pineapple tour today with a lot of other press people, and they were all just as obsessed as Becca. So I was like, okay, this show is worth a binge.
It was really fun. And then we got to meet some of the new cast members. I can't say anything more than that, except that one of the girls was like, you have some advice because you were on reality TV. And I was like, no, this is very different than what I did. The show.
Yeah.
The concept.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's something. We have the host of the show. He's going to be on later on in this podcast.
Which I'm very thrilled about because I had an epiphany with him today at the pineapple farm. And I feel as though I have a connection to him for the rest of my life. Like he really said something that made me go,
oh,
that's it. That is flipping it.
Well, can we go into what started you even having these meeting a eureka moment?
Uh-huh. So I was went on a few dates with Mr. D, and he ended up canceling like our last date because he, long story short, had client stuff, and it was totally fine. I didn't think he was lying to me. Like I was really chill about it, and he's like, can we go out next week when I get back? And I said, yeah, sounds good. I might be going to Hawaii on Thursday, so how about Wednesday? Wednesday's great, you know. Whatever. So I put in my calendar. I put everything in my calendar. Wednesday night, date with Mr. D.
What'd you do to prepare?
So here's the thing. The weekend goes by and like I didn't hear from him really. Like a couple days go by, I don't hear from him. He sends me a photo. It's like a random photo. I didn't really say anything to it because it didn't warrant a response. So I'm like, I haven't talked to him in a while. So I made a spray tan appointment for Wednesday night. And then Mark is not here. Mark is sans Hawaii. But Mark said, Tanya, you know, you doing that is like putting into the world that he's not going to call you and like you're not going to go on this date. And I said, you know what? You know what, Mark? You're right. So guess what Tanya did?
She moved her spray tan.
Moved my spray tan. I could not. So I was the day before I was supposed to get a wax, Brazilian wax, because we were coming to Hawaii. Okay. I call to make my appointment earlier. They cannot fit me in. So I was like, can't go to Hawaii with the hairy badge. Can I say that?
Sure.
Please do.
So I proceed to pluck
tweeze
my bikini line so that
every hair
along the line. I didn't do a great job as I showed back.
She showed me today. I was like, okay. I don't know how many you actually did, but you didn't. It wasn't a clean job.
You know, it was a lot more labor intensive than I actually had anticipated. Because plucking like your random stray eyebrows is one thing. Plucking your entire bikini line is another.
It makes me shiver.
Yeah.
And painful too,
and
right?
And painful. I am like going on the record saying I do not recommend anybody do this. However, I was committed to getting my spray tan the day before so that I could be free Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. So I went through
some things.
I went through some things.
Self-inflicted torture.
Texting Becca during the whole thing, being like, I'm going to time myself and like see how long this takes and like making it a game.
In case you're wondering of our riveting text conversations.
Yeah. So all this goes down, and then Wednesday comes and just crickets. And even Mark was like, you know what? Let's give him till 3 p.m. And then that's when we cut it off and we walk away. 3 p.m. comes and goes. Nothing. So by like 5, 6 p.m. that night, I'm in a spiral. And I have to say this as like a woman that is, I'm very confident and I'm very happy and I'm in a good place in life. It rocked me. Mm-hmm. I was not well Wednesday night, like not in a good spot.
Because you had tweezed your bikini line. No. For this.
That would have been fine. So I, yeah, like truly, like I plucked my bikini line to be free tonight. And I'm sitting here drinking sake by myself.
Sans hair
on my bikini line. My bikini line, freshly spray tanned with no date on my couch. So it really like, and I say jokingly now, but I was like,
yeah,
not in a good spot. So, and I actually like really have a lot, I have more empathy now for people that say they got ghosted and things like that, because I thought I was like good and that really took me down. So now I'm just like, I couldn't imagine if I was not in a good spot and that happened to me, it's just not good. So anyways, I've been kind of like reeling from that. And what do I do when I meet Mark Wahlberg?
She starts asking about his son.
How old is he? 28?
No, he's 27.
27, good looking pilot, Army, Navy. Uh-huh. Great family.
Orange County.
Oh, I was like, all right. Right. And then he told me this, and I'll save it for when he comes.
Yeah,
because it was a eureka moment, and I will never, and basically my new thing is I quit. And you guys will find out why.
Yeah, keep listening.
So I'm no longer pursuing. I'm deleting every app. And I'm just living. Oh. Don't try and set me up with someone. Because I quit. You want to set me up with someone?
No, I think the thing that you quit is asking to be set up. I think if someone brings that to you, you don't. That's not you quitting.
He has to earn it.
Right, he does have to earn it.
Yeah,
but that by asking you out, that means
correct.
He gets a chance.
Yeah. I don't need people setting me up.
No. You can be set up. Oh, but you just don't. Okay. You're not asking everyone.
Right. Okay.
If someone asks you on friends? A date, you're not saying I quit. No,
yeah.
Thank you.
No.
No. Yeah, but
we need to tidy this up. What does I don't want you sitting with tweezed bikini line spray tan every week. Tanya's had wine. This is our first time we've ever drank on the podcast because we're normally doing it like in the late morning.
Yeah, and I have the microphone on my belly.
That means Tanya's nothing reclined. To anyone. She's comfortable though.
I'm very comfortable.
So yeah, we got to Hawaii. Tanya wore sandals that literally she has gaping wounds in her feet from. And as we're walking, this is like middle of the day yesterday, we've like been at the beach, we're walking to go to the set, she's like, oh yeah, I might need a band-aid, my shoes are starting to give me a blister. And I'm like, let me see. It's like no skin there. I'm like, it is not starting to give you a blister, you might have an infection. So she has them bandaged, but she's been limping around the whole time we've been here.
So good.
We got in a fight last night.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, but we resolved it this morning. But yeah. I let her sleep on it because it felt like a little of a reactive fight. And I was like exhausted. And I was like, if she wants to talk about it, I'll let her call me. And she never called me.
Yeah, because I was too tired. I was like,
it was like
a
real fight then, not just like a little tiff.
Well, it was a tiff.
It was a tiff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I asked, we have been together all day. I came up to the room because we were actually going to record the podcast last night, and I was like, I'm going to get ready for it, and I had to go to the restroom, and I haven't been able to go since we got here, so I was like, can you leave while I go to the restroom and then come back down? We'll have dinner together in my room. That upset her that I asked her to leave me for a few moments while I went to the bathroom.
But what I explained to Becca is it wasn't just that action. I think it was like all day. And like she always kind of jokes like, oh, like Tanya's so annoying. Like she's
I don't think I've ever said you're annoying. Okay. Because I'm very careful about that.
Okay.
Because I think that's mean. But I do joke a lot about you needing a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Which you also admit, but I think I took it too far in the sensitive state that you're in.
Yeah. I think it all stems from my vulnerable state that I have been in this week. So I was just like, oh, my best friend doesn't even want to hang out with me. I'm like, this is just the pits. Like, I have hit rock bottom. So it really went bad.
Yeah. So we fixed it and everything's great. And so, yeah, I felt like today was a great day.
Mm-hmm.
We walked the pineapple fields, got to meet the couples, and then we're gonna get to talk to Mark. But something I feel like a lot of you are very excited about is the game that we're playing later on in episode.
Oh, so. Yeah. There's some good questions in there.
I'm nervous because we don't know the questions. We have shots of rum, Malibu rum, because we're classy.
That's right.
I just didn't think I could take shots of anything, multiple shots of anything else. Hopefully, I'm not going to have to take shots, but just in case.
Yeah. I mean, I think the impetus?
That's correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That usually never happens.
Drunk Tanya is smart.
The smart girl. The impetus is for us not to drink, but to open up a bit more. Right?
Yeah, I just don't know if there's any question that Tanya won't open up about. I feel at a disadvantage here.
Here's the thing. Oh. We were going through these questions, and yes, a lot of the times Mark and I were working on these, and there's a lot of questions where like, oh, Tanya has no problem answering this, but I'm excited for that answer. So that's why, like, we have some that you probably won't want to answer, Tanya, which is, you know, surprising, but we found some.
We found some.
Wow.
But the other ones, I'm like, she will answer this and the answer will be a lot of fun.
Oh, okay, good. That's fun.
Okay. Great.
Right, great.
So that's the impetus of the game is to share
a lot. Is impetus the new song?
Well, no, songs is
here's the thing.
New
you're
songs.
Pronouncing it correctly. I don't think you're using it correctly.
Oh, shoot. What's the word I'm looking for?
Well,
the meaning of the game.
I mean, I think the goal of the
game. The goal is a good word.
Yeah. The impetus means what inspired it, right? The
catalyst. Yes, that's the right word.
I'm looking at Allison, who has a literature degree. Yeah. And I didn't graduate college.
This is pretty legit, though. Like, we're just in, like, Becca's room at the hotel. Like, this is pretty chill. Yeah. I'm, like, vibing this.
Yeah, we're vibing it here. Maybe we should just do all of our podcasts here from now on. We'll try and get iHeart on board with that.
We're going to wake up tomorrow. We're going to catch some waves. Body surf.
Okay, the waves in front of our hotel are the biggest waves I've ever seen in my life. And Easton and Allison saw someone almost drown today.
Yeah, it was nuts. We were out there in the ocean bobbing around, and then all of a sudden everyone starts running out of the water, and this guy screams, "Everyone out of the water." So we think there's a shark or something out there. I'm like, oh, so, you know, and we had tried to make our way in at that point. It takes several minutes when you're far out there. So, and we saw this guy laying down and everyone crowding around him, and someone was giving him CPR, and I thank God he was okay.
Yeah.
But, a very close call and really scary.
Yeah.
The waves here on the, north shore of Maui are no joke.
Well, no joke. We were watching, I rarely get in the water cause I'm so scared of sharks and
I just, don't cause of my UTIs.
Yeah. Tanya has to have a dry swimsuit at all times.
At all times.
For her freshly tweezed batch.
Quite the situation going on down there.
There's a lot going on down there, yeah.
It's very high maintenance.
Yeah.
But we were watching people just get like slammed. And I will admit, I'm the type of person when someone falls, like my initial reaction is to laugh. But I started to actually feel genuine concern because people were, I felt getting injured out there.
Oh, my initial reaction is like, that is gnarly, and I do not want to be any part of that.
But you want to go surf some more.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that they're like not as intense as they were today.
I think that's just how it is out here. Yeah, though, so. Maybe. Well, you TBD. Go out there. You told me you were a professional surfer at one point.
Shreds and are.
Do you surf?
I used to. Yeah, I used to be good. But yeah, like, I don't know.
Orange County.
Yeah. Longboard, shortboard, like
Yeah, can you picture Tanya on a longboard, like with like in the squat position, like
they're like arms out, yeah. like hanging ten.
Do as the locals do. We'll see.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't picture it, but interesting factoid about you.
Yeah, TBD.
I wish that while we were here, we would have done a surfing lesson like they did on Temptation Island, because I feel like you would have really thrived. I
would have.
I've surfed once. I got up the first time, but I did what I needed to do, and I'm done. I don't ever need to do it again.
Yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of Temptation Island, like we said, we have Mark Wahlberg, not Mark Wahlberg from the movies, but Mark Wahlberg from Temptation
Mark
Island.
Mark L. Wahlberg.
But anyways, before we bring him in, we're going to talk about Rothy's. Have you heard about this company making stylish shoes for women and girls out of recycled plastic water bottles? They're insanely comfortable and machine washable. They're stylish, sustainable, comfortable, washable, really an all-in-one pair of shoes.
Rothy's are the everyday flats for life on the go. They're stylish and versatile, and they go with everything from like yoga pants to dresses and skirts. They launch new colors and patterns every few weeks, and they sell out constantly. My mom was just complimenting my camo Rothy's other day.
The olive camos, mm-hmm. The loafers.
She really likes those.
Well, since Rothy's are seamlessly crafted from recycled water bottles, they're ultra comfortable as soon as you slip them on. So that's right. There's zero break-in period in these shoes.
Plus, Rothy's shoes always come with free shipping and free returns and exchanges. No risk, no worries, no reason not to try. Rothy's are manufactured in a zero-waste factory, and they ship directly in the shoebox. No unnecessary packaging. So check out all the amazing styles available right now at rothys.com/Becca. You can go to rothys.com/Becca to get your new favorite flats, comfort style, and sustainability. These are the shoes that you've been waiting for. Head to rothys.com/Becca.
We have a very special guest in the hotel room right now. We have the Mark Wahlberg, host of Temptation Island, my new favorite show, in the building.
Thank you. I love that you call me the Mark Wahlberg when I'm just a Mark Wahlberg, but I'll take it.
You have now become the Mark Wahlberg for me. I binged Temptation Island this past week, so I felt like I knew you before I got to meet you. Good. And now you're even better than I thought you'd be.
Thank you. Yesterday on the beach when we were shooting, somebody came off of another boat and they're like, oh my God, are you shooting Temptation Island, to one of our crew? And we're like, yeah. He says, oh, that's that show with Mark Wahlberg, not the short one. And that to me was like the greatest thing that had ever happened
to my life. You're the tall Mark Wahlberg.
That's who I am now. That's my designator.
Wow. So maybe your intro should be, we're with the tall Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. So people are really sure.
Respect.
And we are all drinking.
Yes,
cheers. This is our first podcast that we've ever done with alcohol.
Because we are normally in studio at like 10:45 in the morning.
I understand. I'm just glad that's the reason. It's not that you needed to kind of drink it up to handle me.
No. But we're really excited. So welcome.
Good, me too. This is great.
We already drank a little bit today because we were at the pineapple farms and we had some pineapple infused vodka?
Yeah, gin. I'm so glad you're telling the listeners and not me, because I was there with you.
I know, right? I'm telling them.
Yeah. Oh, you're telling them.
That okay. We already drank some today.
We had pineapple vodka.
Uh-huh.
And we might have had some pineapple blended whiskey. Might have had some pineapple rum.
Uh-huh.
And we had the other one that tasted like
Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs, and the other one that tastes like Pog.
And
for your listeners,
that's
passion fruit, orange, and guava.
It was delicious.
Yes. So
it was a good thing they cut us off. When they did.
Okay, because I know Becca has like a bazillion Temptation Island questions.
Yeah.
So before we get into that,
okay,
I would like to share a sidebar conversation that we had earlier.
If you feel comfortable. I thought we were in the safety zone, but you're welcome to share.
No, because this was like, and Becca can attest to this, this was like a eureka moment for me.
Wow.
No, I'm not even kidding you, because, and I'm very open on the podcast about everything that's going on in my life. So everybody that's listening
knows.
The
only reason I said safety is for you, not for me.
I'm like no holds bar.
All right.
And I've been having, ever since Wednesday, I've been feeling like really, really, really low. And got ghosted with this guy. It's just been like one bad guy after
the
next.
That was quick. She got ghosted by this guy is what she said.
Oh, what did I mumble?
It really blurred together.
I got ghosted by that guy, uh-huh. Mr. D.
By the way, that's a good hook for a song. So got ghosted by that guy.
But now I have realized, because of something that you told me, that you had the exact same experience in terms of like career.
I'm just saying, your experience is not unlike all of us and experiences we have when we don't get what we think we want. And why is it always the same thing that is not happening? The thing we want gets further away and not closer.
But the way that you put it, I can you use the analogy of the like light switch?
Sure.
Because that really like...
But for your listeners, I was a little drunk, so let's just try this. But, you know, truthfully, I mean, I'm here joking and all that, but on the real tip, as your children would say, my experience that I went through applies to relationship and everything else, and it was simply this. You know, I found in my life there was a point where, you know, in show business, you never know where your next paycheck's coming, and I'm a dad with a wife and two kids, so, like, feeding the family is always this grind of a thought and a worry in my mind all day long. And there was a point where, you know, in our careers there's great moments and then there's these long stretches of horrible. And at one point I'm like, you know, I worry about this every day, so I decide now, I just, for the sake of my life and my marriage and my kids, I choose to quit that worry thing. And let's, rather than spending my whole day going, I want more television show business paychecks, gigs. I say, guess what? I quit it. I'm done. And let's just take that off the table. As soon as I did that, 2 weeks later, I'm hired back. This is the craziness. A show I did 18 years ago when I was really young, I get hired back to host a reboot of a show like 20 years later, and it makes no sense. And so what I was saying to you is the light switches were, when you're younger, wherever we are, there's all these things we want. Let's say that's on the right panel of light switches, like all these switches, and all the things we fear and we don't want are on the left time. And so what we're kind of doing is like we're turning on the switch of money and relationship and health and happiness and travel and home. And but it, we'll get two of them on and three will switch back off, and you can't figure out why they won't stay on, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what I was saying is that's a lot of work. And so I came to... imagine a whole wall of switches, and on the top is a big switch, and on the other side there's a big switch, and on the left the big switch says fear, and the right one says bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And you can switch all the other ones all you want, and they're going to come on and off and on and off. And if you just switch the bliss switch and stay there, the rest of the switches will stay on for a while, and you don't have to make the plan. It's like a macro look, like zoom out, don't try to fix any of it, don't make any plan, and just be, find what it is that makes you happy and go there every time you're not.
Yeah.
Find the sentence you say over and over again that sabotages you. For me, it was like, I'm never going to work again. I can't, you know, there's not enough for this. There's not enough for that.
Mine's, I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm. Or it's like, I can never get a man. I can never get the right boyfriend. They never hang out. Even more specific, because mm-hmm. we don't go that big. We go into specifics and find that trigger sentence and then write a sentence that's not even true for you that you're going to replace. So for me, anytime a thought came up, I said, I have plenty of money for everything I want. So every time it's like somebody calls and says, you know, you got to buy this $305 thing, but your credit on this is due and you can't do this. And I'd say, I have plenty of money for everything I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm lying to myself, I thought, but that became, and oh, there's, and you have to have an action. So you say that and then go move yourself physically to something that brings you joy.
Right.
For me, oh man, am I going to be, I'm going from like almost cool to complete nerd, but for me, I grow a big vegetable garden and I have chickens and I like to build stuff. So for me, when I'm in my head, if I go get some wood and build something, or I dig dirt or move something mm-hmm. around, or I hang out with my chickens, I feel better.
Uh-huh.
And I decided I'm not playing with any of the rest of this stuff. I'm going to do that and you figure it out. And, you know, I could go deeper, but 2 weeks later, I have plenty of money for everything I want and I'm living a really, really happy life and all that's really, really good. So what my wife has taught me is that the things you want, the more you want it, the more you want it, the further away it goes. It's like mercury. You try to grab it and pushes it away, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you don't want it and you're like, I got everything I need and everything I want, then everything comes. They want it. It wants to come to you.
And that's
the,
like,
law of the attraction.
Literally what I feel like I've been like in this hamster wheel of like just like going through. Like I'm going on flipping through the dating apps, asking every person that I meet to set me up with somebody. Like truly, it's like literally...
And then what did I say to you?
Consuming.
I said to you, nothing about you is broken.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing lacking in you that you need to change to make that fictitious dude come and stay.
Right.
Like the guy who ghosted you, maybe I shouldn't have talked about work. Maybe I should have stayed out past 10 o'clock because I got to get up at 4, but that doesn't work for relationships. So I can make these compromises because there must be something I'm doing to create this ghosting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I kind of was trying to tell you to have the swagger of, that's all BS.
Yeah.
And everything about you is empowered and gorgeous and healthy and working and in this great job with all this stuff. And he's lucky if he gets a chance to go out with you and then ghost you. And if he ghosts you, he's the loser, making room for whoever gets to be. Whoever gets to be that dude that maybe you get to ghost if you're not feeling joy.
Right. And I mean, it's just so good.
Like Tanya was just grinning. Her eyes were wide. It was like a new light had entered her.
Oh, yeah. It literally was like a new light.
She was like, did you hear this?
I'm like, my new hashtag is I quit. Like, I'm done. Like, no more. Like, do not ask me if I've gone on any dates. Do not ask me if you can set me up with a friend.
I've like, just I ruined quit. This podcast.
No, like, I am done. I'm done. Like, I'm taking a beat and, like, really just being me.
Well, people, when they see the new hashtag, they'll have to listen to this podcast to understand so they don't think you're, like, quitting everything.
No, I'm not quitting.
Well, it's a natural thing to let other people define who we are.
Right.
That's what we do all the time. It's like if somebody tweets something awesome about, like on Temptation Island, when the show came out, there was a progression of the of Twitter for me. Because I did the show back in 2001, I think it was, right? And it was huge. And then it's 18 years later, and now I'm hosting it again. And so the tweets I'm getting at the beginning are, what is this ridiculous, trashy show? And who is this? This is a quote. This Walmart knockoff of Chris Harrison. He's stealing Chris Harrison's act. Now, what I could have done is, because I wanted something, I could have said, that's not true. I was there before him. And he's stealing my act. And that's right, not true at all.
Right.
But instead, I'm like, listen, if there's an act to steal, I'm stealing Chris's because he's awesome. Right.
Right. Yeah.
Because I don't care.
Right.
That's not going to define me. My definition of me is my wife and kids and my chickens in my garden. I quit.
Totally.
I quit that, right? Yeah. And so, by the way, that's much better than the switches. I'm going to go with the I quit. But then as it went on, the more I sort of stood in that, the whole language changed to, wow, this show is really about emotional intelligence and Wahlberg, you know, they thought they were going to go home together, but Wahlberg said, hold my beer. And, you know, so it became a whole different trip.
Yeah.
None of which I created. I just surrendered and let it happen, right?
It's like so good. Like truly, good. I'll probably be like talking about you in 6 months from now.
Oh yeah, she does. She hope.
I like glob on the things.
She does
like
that.
Thank you. But my hope is that you're so busy with all this new love and stuff and your life is so huge that you don't have time to remember who I was and you
no
call
chance.
Me a Chris Harrison knockoff. It's all good.
No chance. Because literally Chelsea Handler told me something like my second week on the job.
By the way, she's a beast. She's so smart.
I still talk about it to this day. So like you just, I had the same like kind of like euphoric moment with you. So we will touch base in years to come.
I'm glad to hear that because I really had a great time hanging out with you guys. And even though we were hanging out at the bar, I literally said, like, we're going to go deeper. Are we cool with this? Because I'm good with it if you're good. And
I know. I was, like, over there doing shots of Cocoa Puffs vodka, and they're having a, like, heart-to-heart. I was like, I need to get in on what's going on here.
It was a little bit of that drunk I love you man moment. We might have chest bumped after it was over. I don't know.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah.
There were high fives. We did high fives. Yeah. I remember that.
I might have thrown up the rock, you know, horns. I don't know.
That didn't happen. I would have remembered that. Sorry to switch gears, but there's something
switch
very
up.
Important for me to talk about.
Talk about it.
Temptation Island.
Bring it.
So
Becca's obsessed.
Okay.
I'm flattered by that.
The only reality show I have watched was The Bachelor. And even before I was on The Bachelor, I didn't watch The Bachelor. So that was kind of a recent thing.
So it wasn't really like it wasn't your bowl of cereal.
Yeah, I just never, you know, all my friends were like super into it, but I never caught on to it.
Got it.
So when I heard we were coming here, I was like, I'm going to watch this show and see what it's about. I thought I'd watch a couple of episodes to get the concept.
I think that's not a bad since you're coming here.
I had the most worthless but successful day of my life where I watched all 11 episodes.
Nice.
And had a lot of emotions watching the whole
series. It's a roller coaster.
Series. Yeah.
I understand.
So the new cast has arrived on the island.
Yes.
Y'all are about to start filming.
Yes.
You've started filming. Do you wonder, like, in your head when you're meeting these people, like, what are you doing? What have you committed to?
You know, that's a good question. And I'll answer by saying, the way I like to approach this is, and all the shows that I've done in my life that have had edge to them, and there have been a few, but the way I like to approach it is, like, if you were going to ask me would I do this, I'd be like, hell to the no.
This
is the stupidest idea. Who in their right mind will do this? But as the host of it, for these young couples who are in a rut and having trouble, who are choosing to do this, if I'm not buying what I'm selling, mm-hmm. 100%, it's just fake. Now, after the show airs and all the smoke clears, I can see it for what it is sometimes, mm-hmm. and kind of laugh at the drama and it's TV and all that. But I even say to them on camera, sometimes they cut it out of the show, or off camera. I did it back in 2001. I do it now. I say, look, I would say to them sometimes, why do you think you're here? And they'll say something like, we have problems with our relationship that we really feel like we need to work out, and maybe this will be good. And I'll say, well, that may be the reason, but probably the reason you're here is because you have problems with your relationship, and this is going to make your Twitter go crazy, your Instagram's going to get verified, and you might start this business, right? And you're going to be real famous. So I think that's probably why you're here. But it doesn't matter, because as crazy as this ride is, I don't know how it happens. It becomes real really quickly.
Yeah.
And you're going to find out the answers to those questions you said you came here with. But what you don't know is all the questions are going to change that you didn't even know you needed to ask. Mm-hmm. So I sit back in, this is a crazy ride. I would hate anybody else to host this, because I trust me getting you through it, and I'm afraid for somebody. Like, if I were a guy who wringing my hand going, let's see if we can get mm-hmm. them to cheat. It's gross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But from my seat, you know, in August, if she picks up my option, it'll be August, it'll be 32 years of marriage. Yeah, I mean, she could kick me out at any time, but right now it's looking good because I brought her to Maui, so I'm kind of the man. So I think I'm going to get it to August. Right. But from my seat, I say exactly that. Look, this isn't maybe therapy or talking to family or talking mm-hmm. to one another might be a healthier way to deal with this. But all right, let's do this. And yeah. if you do it, I can guarantee you, even if you resist it, you're definitely going to get the answers. You're going to find out how you feel about the other person. And mm-hmm. then I'm going to help you figure out what decision to make.
Yeah.
Right? So for me, my stance has always been, I have no judgment. Mm-hmm. And I say this to them. I said, look, I already like you, mm-hmm. all of you. And I'm here as best I can to be an advocate for whatever you think you want to get out of this. Mm-hmm. And that's going to require sometimes tough love. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to always be straight with you. And there are going to be times where you're really going to hate me. Mm-hmm. But my intent is never anything but your better good, whatever you want it to be. Not what I think it should be, but what you want it to be. And that's how I go into this. And I probably take that even more serious than the contestants do.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think they come into it and they get sucker punched. Mm-hmm. And even worse for second season. Because first season gets sucker punched because, oh God, what do we sign up for? Second season, signed up thinking, I got this, I've seen it, let's do this. And then they're going to get double sucker punched.
That, right? I just was saying to Tony at dinner, I was like, this season seems even more intense because they know what can happen.
They think they know.
Well, they think they know, but they've seen other, you know, they've seen it happen.
Yeah.
And there was this confidence when we got to meet the couples today. There was this confidence in a lot of them.
You almost look at them like you realize you're going to battle tomorrow, right? But you're right about that. But again, I think about this on other shows. Like, why would anybody have gone on Moment of Truth, this lie detector show I did?
Oh, yeah.
But for some people, it's jumping off the cliff. Mm-hmm. I can't do this by myself. So if I throw myself in an arena that's going to force me to do this in a big, you know, mm-hmm. world spectacle, whatever, I've already leapt off the bridge and there's no way out. So mm-hmm. it's like they have to do that to make it happen. I'm assuming. And I always say to them, I don't care why you came here. I don't care why you think you came here. All I care about is that you're here now. And as crazy as this silly, stupid process is, it can't help but become real. So whatever front, whatever agenda, whatever posturing you have melts away, usually on the beach at 2 a.m. while you're crying, but it melts away and you get to something that you as young people may not have even experienced, which mm-hmm. is your authentic self. Mm-hmm. So while you think it's about figuring out if he'll be true or if she will stray, the question becomes, and I say this to them, well, unfortunately, as you share this with me, you can't control what's happening on the other island. Mm-hmm. All you can do is look inward. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is, it's not about, is our relationship going to be better? But you start to remember, wait a minute, what is it maybe my inner young person wants? What is it I really want? I think I want. I think I want a ring. I think I want this. And then all of a sudden, the person that declared that on day one, you don't even recognize. Yeah. You're like, yeah, that's not even who I am right now. And I think the audience really saw the growth of these people that at first you're like, oh, Shari and Javen aren't going to make it through the night. And then by the end of it, you're like, wow, that's real. What the hell is real? And now I'm not so sure if it is. I don't know. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I kind of trust the process, as crazy as it is.
I can't wait for Tanya to watch the first season so we can really go into great deep discussions about
you it. You haven't seen it?
No.
Are we breaking up?
I've
right
literally
now?
Told her everything, oh, so I don't even know.
So when we found out semi-recent we were coming here. It's like probably like a week ago. Yeah. And I have like a very my schedule gets a little
shouldn't have 11 hours.
I don't have nearly enough.
I think
time.
We discussed this in our stupor earlier.
Yeah. So I will. I do plan on watching it.
You know,
I'm
just busting your chops. I don't care if you watch it or not.
No, but I want to because she like literally won't shut up about it.
Yeah.
Like truly.
I got to tell you.
And I think you have a good like a good taste of what I will like.
Yeah.
As a viewer.
Listen,
feel good about it.
Here's the thing. Everybody who worked on the show, everyone from the PA to the top of the whole thing came in it with the same like sort of energy to let's make this great. Let's be all about it. And I think so while I am the face of some of it and I say things and you're like, wow, that was cool. That's after they edit all the other stuff out. So full team effort. But you've got a team of 150 people here in Maui who are 100% dedicated for these couples to get what they want out of it. And then couple that with, and I know this sounds ridiculous, the Maui vibe, this aloha spirit, which is totally legit if you're coming here. And that kind of adds this like other level. And I know that sounds crazy, but when you're watching a show and you can't figure out what's going on, that's part of it too. So enjoy it.
All right, everyone. Temptation Island, highly recommend catching up on the first season.
They're
about to start filming the second season, and I will be talking about that nonstop once it premieres in the fall. Thank you so much for being
thank
here.
Thank you
we
so
love
much.
You.
We
love,
love
your
you guys
family.
Too.
Like, y'all have just been amazing since we got here, so thank you.
I hope that's not the rosé talking.
No. I don't feel anything right now. I feel very sober.
I feel the same, and love you, and the best to both of you, and if that guy comes back and then ghosts you again, I'm on it.
Thank you so much.
I'll quit. I'll bring that big dad stuff.
Hashtag.
I quit. Hashtag I quit.
I love Mark Wahlberg. Love him a lot.
Me too.
You know, I should have told his daughter and his wife about their love because I feel like they would really love some good bras.
For sure.
Yeah. So Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium fill. For a perfect fit and premium feel. Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes.
So skip the trip and find your fit with Third Love's online Fit Finder. Order and then you can try on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. There's literally nothing worse than an awkward fitting room experience.
True.
You can take their Fit Finder quiz, like I said before, answer a few simple questions to help find your perfect fit in 60 seconds. Over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date. It's a lot of women.
It's a lot of women.
Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, you can return it and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. One of my favorite things about Third Love, returns and exchanges are free and easy. Yeah, I just ordered the Eyelet Lace Balconette Bra in the color indigo, which is really nice with the tan I have right now. It's super feminine and super comfortable.
So Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off of their first order. You can go to thirdlove.com/Becca now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off of your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Becca for 15% off today. Again, that's thirdlove.com/Becca.
It's time for spring cleaning. Quip's got an easy way to start. With your brushing habits. Just 2 minutes twice a day can help pave the way to healthier mouth and mind, and now the whole family can get refreshed with Quip.
The new Kids Quip toothbrush is the same as our original version. It's just tweaked for size down mouths. So kids are inspired to brush better and more often with oral care that looks and feels kind of like the products that the adults in their lives use. So help them develop a grown-up routine without childish gimmicks.
I really want to get my nephews these toothbrushes because I do feel like kids, they feel cool when it's something that looks like their parents, you know? Like they feel like anything's cooler if it's similar to what their parents are doing. And Quip has a multi-use cover that works as a stand, mounts to mirrors, and slides over your bristles to pack and protect your Quip on the go.
Brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5.
So Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. They're backed by over 25,000 dental professionals, and they have thousands of verified five-star reviews. I just feel like it's the cute. I feel proud to use my Quip toothbrush.
It's super cute.
Like if the TSA went through my bag, I'd be like, have a look at my toothbrush. Do you see the sleekness of this toothbrush?
It does. It looks like an Apple product.
Yeah, it does. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/Becca right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack at G-E-T, no, that's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/Becca. Yeah, I am nervous about this game. I've been, like anxiously ready to get this game over with.
That's sad.
I mean, and it's like, I've just been like ready for it to get here. Not get it over with. That was the wrong word, but kind of. Tanya, when you're an open book like you, stuff like this isn't intimidating or daunting. When you're more private like myself, it's scary and intimidating.
But this is going to be good because our listeners want to know more information.
Yeah. About one thing.
Well, hopefully they'll get some answers.
Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Yeah. Maybe I'll be drunk. Maybe I'll be sober.
So the rules of this game is I'm going to ask a question. And if you you can either choose to
answer
it.
You're going to be like the Mark Wahlberg of the show.
I'm going to be the Mark Wahlberg of this show.
Okay.
We're here for one thing and one thing only. And that's to get information out of you two or watch you get drunk. So either you can answer the question or if you choose not to answer, you can take a shot of this very fine Malibu Caribbean rum with coconut liqueur.
Wow.
Thank you. We've very much arranged for 10 questions for each of you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and we're not leaving until each one is asked to answer.
I literally thought 5 max. Oh my God.
Well, I think some of them would assume are like quick answers, right?
Yeah.
Would you rather lose a toe or lose an ear or something?
Exactly. Now, the first question though is who is going to go first?
Depends on
the
toe.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Because if you lost your big toe, it would be harmful for the balance. Yeah. You want a rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm also happy to do you want me to go first? Happy to.
I
want to
go first so I can be like,
there you go,
getting things done.
Okay, here we go. We got these from most of them from the Facebook group,
which are loyal and our loveliest of listeners.
So I'm going to give a first and last name of the people who submitted these questions so you can go to them if you have a problem with it.
I will.
That's so good.
This is from Samantha Elizabeth, this first question. For you, Becca, if you had to choose between never seeing or talking to Tanya again or being handcuffed to her 24/7 for the next 10 years, which one would you choose?
10 years? I feel like it was 2 years when I saw the original comment. Y'all have increased years. I'm handcuffed to Tanya.
Handcuffed to Tanya 24/7 for a decade.
Or never see her again.
But you never see her again or you never talk to her again. But she exists. You'll hear about things she's doing. You just can never see her or talk to her.
She's probably so upset. This is taking me so long.
Yeah. I'm like, any day before 2020?
But that would mean everything I do, she's there. So me asking her to leave so I could go to the bathroom. She's eyeing me down right now.
The fact that this is even a debate.
Tanya, that is a tough question.
He's not saying you have to be handcuffed an inch away from me. They could be lengthy handcuffs. Nobody said in the rule that
handcuffs are pretty standard one size.
Well, we could make them longer.
Can I make the handcuffs long?
I mean, I think you can.
Like, we'd have to be in the same home, but like, yeah. I can make it like blocks.
I mean, it's 10 years versus forever.
Oh my God.
I'm not trying to influence the answer.
Okay, I'm choosing 10 years handcuffed.
Begrudgingly.
It's tough. That's a big commitment.
I would choose handcuffed any day for you.
You would, but we're very different people. You don't need space. She's angry.
I mean, it would be a rough 10 years. And you have to learn a lot about yourselves and about each other in that time. But
yeah.
But I guess I'd rather have that than never talk to her again.
Okay. Wow. Okay, Tanya, your turn.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Name a celebrity you have met that you really did not like, other than Owen Hunt.
I love that. That was like a.
I didn't know Owen Hunt. You didn't like.
Yeah, I remember when we met him. We were like.
When did we meet? Oh, Owen Hunt. I was thinking Owen Wilson. I was like, what'd you mean Owen Wilson?
No.
Okay.
Oh, remember at the Paley Fest?
Yeah. This question came up a lot, by the way.
Really?
That was like probably the most popular question.
Yeah, because you never talk bad about anyone.
I don't, because here's the thing. When they come in to like meet anybody that I'm around, they're on their best behavior. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're going to be happy. They're going to be nice and polite. But I did have an experience with Busy Phillips on a carpet very early on in my career that I will never forget.
Tell us more.
I don't need to go into the details, but I was treated very not nicely. Uh-huh. And you have to understand also that I'm maybe was like a month or two into the morning show gig. So I was really just trying to do my best job. I didn't, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I was still pretty green, and granted, I probably was overly zealous and excited and like whatever, but I will never forget it. And one of our producers, Heather Mundy, was there with me also, and she loved her. And I don't know if Heather had the same like reaction as I did, because I was one that actually like had, you know, said the words. But yeah, so it wow. left not a great taste in my mouth.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, I also have to, I think everybody is allowed to have like a bad day. So it's like, I don't judge her.
I knew she would do that. I knew she would do this whole like, but you know, forgiveness.
No. Yeah,
I honestly feel like if you met her again and she was super pleasant, you would probably have a different opinion about
totally,
her.
Totally.
But
totally.
As of now, this is where you stand.
Yeah.
She sucked and she was rude to you.
Yeah. I didn't enjoy the experience. And yeah, that's what I'm saying. She might have been having a bad day. She might have been having a good day. I don't know her. I've only had one experience and that was it. And it wasn't great.
All right.
Sometimes the first impression is the only impression.
Yeah.
Okay, Becca. Some of these are hard hitters, so I'm going to build up to those. Oh. So here's one.
I did not enjoy answering that, by the way.
I could tell there was a lot of pain behind your eyes.
It was pain.
Okay, there's a couple Kiss, Mary, Kills in here.
Okay.
Kiss, Mary, Kill, Dean Unglert, mm-hmm. Wells Adams, and Ben Higgins.
Oh, yeah. I'm going
to... I've done this before.
Yeah, this is an easy one. I'm going to... I'm going to kiss Wells. I'm going to marry Ben. I'm going to kill Dean.
Sorry, Dean.
Love you, Dean. Yikes.
Okay, Tanya, you have a kiss, marry, kill as well. Mr. D, Dr. W, and Mr. Tipler.
I know this.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to marry Mr. Tipler.
Oh, what? Unexpected.
I'm going to kiss Mr. That's actually kind of tough. Okay, you know what? Let me rethink that.
Wow. I'm surprised. It's taking some time.
I know.
Like, which douchebag do I hate the most?
Because a lot of them are sliding back into the picture. So I feel as though I need to be.
Do you need to drink right now?
No, because I can answer it. Okay. I'm going to This one's actually kind of hard. Okay, I'm going to...
Who is off? There's one who you know is off the table.
D?
No.
Who?
W.
Yeah, I thought that would be an instant kill.
Instant kill, however... Okay, yeah, you're probably right. I should. That should be an instant kill. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll do that. And then we'll kiss D and marry Tippler.
I did not think Tippler was marriage material, but here we are.
Here we are. I didn't think he was either, but here we are. Sans things.
Okay, Becca. Are you currently in love?
Yes.
Oh. That was so cute.
What?
I feel like mine's in the same vein. Would you like to ask me?
It's kind of. Okay, in all seriousness, if Ryan Seacrest secretly asked you on a date and no one would know, would you go on that date?
It's so hard to answer that because it would never happen in a million. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to like play that out because if he ever did ask me on a date and we went, I would tell, like, it would not be like a secret. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I would just be like the funniest thing ever. So I'd probably say yes.
All right.
But
even if he like sent over like contracts to sign and then like,
dumb. No.
Yeah.
There's no way I could keep it a secret. I'd be like, oh my gosh. That'd be like Tubbs asking me out on a date. It's great content.
Yeah. I mean, it is good content.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. At some point we're going to get to a question you guys aren't going to want to answer. I'm just warning you. Okay. Becca, this question is from Brooke Russell from our Facebook group. Mm-hmm. You were a virgin when you started The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. What is the current number of people you have slept with? Or are you still a virgin?
Can I half answer this? Can I half answer this question?
What does that mean?
Like, I can answer one part of it, not the other?
Depends on the part.
What was the second part of the question?
Well, okay. Technically, the question is, what's the current number of people you've slept with? Okay. I guess I added the...
Oh.
I was trying to give you an out, but I feel bad. But I have to be the host here. You have to either answer the number or you have to take a shot.
Take a shot.
All right.
It's not that many. It's just there's a reason why I don't want to... Oh, that was a bit. Wait,
hold on. That was fine. You can pour some in here. Pour some in here.
Big shot.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Pour some in mine. That was really hefty. I appreciated that pour, though.
Yeah, the first shot of the night.
Who did that? Brooke Russell.
Brooke Russell. You're on Becca's list.
Yeah. Brooke Russell, I'm coming for you.
I like unintentionally shared my number once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of my favorite moments from the morning show of
ever?
All time. Of all time. I know we've mentioned this podcast before, but
it was so.
I want my husband to be going like my double digits or whatever.
No, it was like some study that said like before the age of 30. I can't remember something Ryan read, and he was like, the numbers. I can't remember, it was 10 or something.
Yeah,
and he's like, Tanya, is that accurate? And I was like, well, kinda. And I was like, well, I'm not at 10. I can't remember exactly how it happened.
Yeah, or it was something like that. It was, and you were like, well, I'm not there. And then he's like, well, is the number higher than 9? And you're like,
yeah, no. I was like, no, it's not higher than, what was it? It was 9.
Yeah.
You weren't at 10.
Oh yeah, I wasn't at 10. I was like, but it's higher than 8. And I was like,
wow.
So good.
Like, she's just not good at secrets, which is so refreshing.
Wasn't even like I was trying to keep it a secret, but like the fact that what came out of my mouth was just like me giving my number without giving it. I was just like, cool.
Okay, Tanya, here's your question. Some of these I'm uncomfortable asking it, but I have to do it. I feel like Mark came up with these just because he knew he wouldn't have to read them.
Mark's like laughing listening to me. Yeah. Like, haha.
Okay. name someone you have thought about while practicing self-love. And that can mean a variety of things.
Mark had to have written that. That is a dad question.
Practicing self-love means masturbating, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, so like self-love, like I listen to like Oprah and like.
I don't think they meant that.
As your coworker who is under the purview of our HR department, I just wanted to say that definition is quite vague. All right.
Okay. Let's see.
Maybe you can answer both. Oprah for like inward self-love.
Oprah. Devon Franklin, like when I'm, you know, doing that type of like just enriching my mind.
If you're enriching your body.
Yeah. Am I enriching my body? Who have I thought about? I'm trying to think recently. Does it have to be recent or just like ever?
I mean, but whatever you want.
Oh, I could go forever. I could even go to like Dr. W.
Okay.
He's getting a lot of screen time tonight. Airtime, whatever.
Okay, Becca.
He's the last guy that I like I dated.
That makes sense. Let's do this one. Ugh. Pick one, a life where you were never on The Bachelor or one where you never had this podcast with Tanya. This is from Natalie Vosberg.
Ooh, that's tough.
It's tough because I wouldn't have this podcast with Tanya without having been on The Bachelor. Is this a hypothetical world where I just ended up on a podcast with Tanya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'd take that, right?
You were never on The Bachelor? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
I think because...
Good answer.
Felt like I needed to redeem myself from the handcuff thing. Yeah.
Okay, Tanya. What is your grossest habit?
Grossest?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a habit, but plucking my bikini line was pretty gross.
I don't feel like that's gross. Self-care.
Self-care.
Yeah.
I like to what's the word? Ingrown hairs. I like to pick out my ingrown hairs all over my body.
That was like unnecessary grossness. You went above and beyond for the question.
Yeah. Well, you get them in your bikini line. Where else? I get them on my legs a little bit. Where else do you get them? That's pretty much it. I can't see my armpits, so I don't really care.
You just let them happen.
Just let them go.
All right, Becca.
What number are we on?
We're like a third of the way done.
Okay.
No, we're about halfway. Kiss, marry, kill. JoJo, Haley, and Robert.
Oh, interesting three. Interesting three. I'm going to kiss JoJo. I'm going to marry Haley. I'm going to kill Robert.
That's good. Solid choices.
Something I love about the kiss, marry, kill, like making it like safe for work is that like we don't have a problem just saying we're murdering somebody, but we have to kiss them. It just makes me laugh. Okay, Tanya, you have a kiss, marry, kill as well. Ryan Seacrest, Mark Molnitsky, and Easton Allen.
Look at Becca's face on this one. I was like, this is so good.
I can't kill any of you.
Shot.
You have to kill one of us or you have to take a shot.
Okay, so here's what I would do. I would sacrifice myself.
No, you don't get to weasel out of this one. You try to weasel every time we do a kiss, marry, kill.
How can I kill...
You don't. You take a shot.
How can I kill any of you guys?
Kill Ryan. He's not part of this podcast.
I can't kill Ryan. It's like my other half.
You can't kill Easton or Mark.
Can't kill Easton or kill. Can't kill Mark.
Do you want me to pour it?
Oh. I can't sacrifice myself.
You can't sacrifice yourself. One of us has to die.
Unfortunately.
I can't kill any of them. I can't kill any of you.
It's not bad.
I can't kill any of you.
Well, that makes me happy. I was afraid for a second.
Easton's like, I'd get him on the chopping block.
I was looking forward to this because I'm like, I'm going to look her in the eye and watch her say, I would kill Easton.
So we were reading some
of the
suggestions.
I would kill Easton. I would kiss Ryan and I'd marry Mark.
All right.
No, I would never. No, okay. I would not kill any of you.
We were reading these on the plane and I was like, could you answer this one? She was like, I think I'm going to have to take a shot for that one.
I can't.
Oh.
I love you all so much. I could never, even in like a hypothetical.
You have to take the full shot.
You poured, no, I'm sorry.
I poured half of mine that was in there and then like a drip.
No, you did not. Becca, this is double the amount you took for yours.
Tanya, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
If you're not going to play fair, then we don't play.
Then I'm going to start pouring yours from now on.
Okay, that's fine. So take the rest of that.
I can't kill any of them.
She's still saying she can't kill any of them. There's still more.
You just wait.
Okay, we'll take the rest of that, and then I'll just wait. Wow, she still left some. It's like coconut. You barely can taste the alcohol.
That is so foul.
She would have killed you, Ethan, had she known.
I would have killed you.
Okay, Becca. Name every former Bachelor contestant you have fooled around with. Off camera.
Oh. What's fooled around with?
Anything more. Kissing and such. Kissing, etc.
Yes.
I know some of these too, so you better not miss any of them.
How many do you know off camera? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
A few.
I know, but I'm asking you how many so I remember.
Two.
Okay. Well, Robert including is three.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so tempted to take a shot on this one, but I'm just going to do it. Chase McNary.
Yep. Ding.
Robert Graham.
Ding.
And I had a very drunken small kiss with Dean.
All right. My fan fiction's coming true. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
This is so enlightening. All right, let's
all of them. I will say all of them, not that I don't think they're amazing guys, but I was drunk for all of them but Robert.
True fact.
Yeah.
All right, Tanya, what is the largest object you've ever had in your rear end?
Not see that coming. What have I had in my rear end?
A question we all ask ourselves.
Is it a long list?
Yeah, there should be like maybe one to two options.
There are two options.
The comparisons going on in your head right now are very entertaining to me.
I'm so embarrassed to like even tell it, but I have tried putting something up there.
An eggplant
Yes, and I think the eggplant got maybe to like half of an inch its way in, and I freaked out and started crying because it hurt so bad. So
I cannot believe you didn't take a shot for this. You are a hero. I'm like embarrassed listening to this.
I'm kind of embarrassed because my mom listens to this.
Wow.
Sorry, Mom. But it was with a really nice boy.
Yeah, you trusted.
I trusted, yeah. Don't know why.
All right, Becca, tell us the name of the person you're currently in a relationship with.
Oh, where's the...
Here we go. Been waiting for this moment
Tanya is pouring the shot.
And you have to take the whole thing.
Okay, but you... like.
Oh, no, it's going to be equal as to what I just did.
Okay. That is way more.
No, oh,
yes, it is.
No, it's not.
So much more than what I poured to you, but...
It's not. Let me see.
Fair is fair.
No, it's like
what
I had.
What are you comparing? Yours is empty.
I saw
right
it.
Now.
I know. I had the visual in mind.
We're almost to the end, you guys. So
is that the last one like this?
Yes, actually.
Oh, great. I just was wondering.
There's one more that might be spicy.
Good, bring it.
But I think you'll answer it. Hopefully you will. All right, Tanya.
No, Becca needs to finish hers before I go.
I'm down to finish.
Finish before I answer mine. She made me do it. You all witnessed it.
That's because you put yours down on the table.
Uh-huh. It is. Oh, like watching you do that actually hurt me.
For future boyfriends, what parts of your body are most sensitive and drives you crazy when a partner touches it?
If Mark wrote that.
I am very sensitive around my neck, weirdly. Okay.
Wow. PG answer. Wow.
I mean, it's, yeah.
It's what is the word?
Aphrodisiac?
No. What? Erogenous. Yeah, erogenous zone.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's Tanya's erogenous zone. However, I have heard, I have not experienced this, but I have heard sucking on toes is very erotic. I have not experienced it myself, but I'm very down to try. So future boyfriend, suck on them toes.
Tanya.
The impetus of a foot fetish right here.
I heard. Have you not heard this?
I just, something about the way you say things makes everything like a little bit grosser. You know, like, I don't know.
Have you ever had your toe suckled?
No, I hate the word suckled too.
Okay, sucked, licked.
No, Tanya.
I'm telling you, everybody says it's like the best thing ever.
Okay, well, let us know when it happens to you.
We'll do.
Report back.
Report back. Well, it won't happen for a while because I quit, but I will once it happens.
All right, Becca. Have you ever gotten caught engaging in sexual activity? This is from Sharon Williams on the Facebook group.
No.
You've never been caught.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Good for you.
That was like a deep sigh of relief being able to just answer that quick.
All right, there's only one more for each of you.
Oh
wait, sorry. Tanya, you have one extra.
Hold on. Yeah.
Tanya has one extra. If you had to marry one of your exes, who would you choose? You have to marry them.
Ex-boyfriends?
Yeah.
Well, I would say one, but he's like married to somebody else. So I feel like that's like...
Well, I mean, this is...
Messed up, right?
Yeah, but you have to do it.
Yeah. I would say... I dated this guy in college. I'm pretty sure he's dating somebody now, but we had a brief romance and it was good. And he didn't screw me over or like, do you know what I mean? Like he didn't really cause a lot of trauma to me. So I would open that door again.
Okay.
His name's Tyler.
The one that you were like, kind of like whatever about.
Yeah.
It was like getting over it was a rebound a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. So that's, he didn't. Yeah. Well, like, it's like if you go back to like all my boyfriends, they all have created some sort of trauma to me. So I feel like I want to go to the one
that's the safest.
He's the safest. Yeah, I feel like.
Did you end that one?
No, he did, but peacefully. Sans
heartbreak.
Sans heartbreak. Yeah.
Okay, Becca. Last question, and I'm sorry. This is similar to an earlier one, but the people want to know. This is from Aubrey G. No Tanya for a year, or. No Phoebe for a year.
Oh.
The long pause is slightly concerning. The long pause.
I might have to drink.
Wow.
I'm going to have to drink.
Happy to pour one for you.
I can't give up Phoebe for a year. And I can't give up Tom.
It's fine. I couldn't kill Easton, Mark, or Ryan. So here you go. Drink up, buttercup.
Oh my God. I'm like not going to feel well tomorrow.
Drink up, girl. Mm-hmm. It was a simple answer.
It wasn't.
I'd give up Phoebe.
She's not your dog. Of course you would.
And she'll be okay. I think she'll just be okay.
Tanya will be okay. I mean, actually debatable. I think Phoebe would be more okay than Tanya would be.
True.
All right. Last one, Tanya.
You've had one shot.
Do you understand that I don't drink flavor to anything. So the fact that we were on the pineapple farm drinking pineapple infused rum and tequila and vodka and now this, it's doing some things to me.
And to your stomach?
And to my brain.
And we kind of got the best of both worlds on this one because she did kind of answer.
She didn't answer at all.
You don't want to know. You don't want to believe what you heard.
I don't want to.
You were in another dimension. It went by a second for you.
And you chose Phoebe.
Nope. Drinking.
Oh, it actually hurts me.
And that one gave me shivers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the most annoyed you've ever been with Becca?
Oh my, like last night.
I know. I don't think this is hard.
That's not hard to answer. What's the most annoyed I've ever been at you? When?
Remember that time you like stopped talking to me for like a few days?
Yeah, but what prompted that?
I probably didn't text you back or something.
No.
For like an hour.
No. What was that?
I literally think it was something like I hadn't responded to your text or something.
There was something. I do remember there was like one. No. There was something where like I can't remember.
Was it the check?
No, there was something where like I needed an answer from you. And I texted you and like hours went by. No response. And I literally kept question mark. You know me, I just like rapid fire. And she like wasn't texting me back. And yet she was like on Instagram posting stories and stuff. And I was like, are you flipping kidding me? Like I was so pissed. But I can't remember what I needed. It was
like
an answer.
I didn't text her back.
Yeah, true.
The most annoying thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
I think that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about that.
Uh-huh.
So those are all of our truth or dare questions.
Those were not bad.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. I mean, you took one shot,
yeah.
Tanya. Becca took,
I took three.
Three.
What were they? What did I take? Oh, about how many people I've slept with, Tanya and Phoebe, and who I'm dating.
Yeah.
I answered some questions that I like normally would not speak about, but it is what it is.
I mean, I did too. I just said I put a eggplant up my ass. I'm also like concerned that you guys weren't like, what was number two?
I know what number two was.
Oh, the enema or whatever. What are those things? Like the laxatives?
Oh, I was thinking finger.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You thought finger two?
No. I had to put a laxative because obviously I have pooping issues and I had to put a laxative up there once and that was not enjoyable.
See, I assumed it was just fecal matter.
Oh, like
because it's not what you've placed. It's just, it said what's the largest object you've ever had in your rear end?
Oh.
Not placed,
the other thing,
not
the other
placed
thing,
by you.
But the other thing was actually larger than fecal matter, which I don't like saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, Tanya always goes above and beyond to answer. Yeah.
That's what I do. It's my nickname.
All right, should we answer some emails?
That game good? Like as a listener, Allison?
I mean, I think
that
we're gonna love that.
You
I
do?
I really do.
Okay.
I think so. I also think, I mean, we've, you know, everyone's opening up, we're being honest with ourselves. We all should be getting into shape. And we can do that with
Open Fit. I'm like, Open Fit. Open Fit takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. Everyone's bodies are different, and Open Fit gets that, which is why it's personalized to your needs with custom tailored original content.
Open Fit classes are led by some of the most effective and engaging trainers in the world, like Andrea Rogers, founder of the worldwide sensation Extend Bar. It's super simple. You forget all the complexity and stress around getting fit and just press play and work out on your schedule. You can view from your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, and Roku. I think especially because like we're traveling, we're in Hawaii, having something like this is really great because you're traveling, so it's like just super convenient.
Yeah, the Extend Bar video, I've actually watched it, and the thing I love the most about it is there's a lot of exercises you can do with just a chair.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, OpenFit has changed the way we work out. And with our code Becca, you can join us on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use our code Becca and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days.
Wow.
When you text Becca to 303030, that's 303030.
You will get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Again, just text Becca to 303030. You're going to text 303030 and the word is
Becca.
Can't feel my lips.
The fact that I was able to read sentences right then.
I'm really impressed.
I'm proud.
So you guys want to do like what?
Should we call Mr. D and see what he's up to?
There is an update with that I will give on our next podcast because I still need to like dive into some territory, but
it's a teaser.
It's a teaser and I'm still quitting.
This is so dramatic because now I feel like you're going to go into like a whole extreme because you love extremes.
I do. But you know what's funny is when he said the whole like turn on the like we're constantly turning on these lights. I'm not skinny enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not far enough in my career. I'm not confident enough. I'm not, you know, you're constantly flipping some stuff on and then other things are getting turned off. It's like this constant battle and everybody deals with it. I'm not making enough money. I'm making good money. I'm not losing. I'm losing my friends. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like this constant thing. And it's mm-hmm. like, if I just make sure that my bliss, that I'm just happy as I am, mm-hmm. it's going to come in the way that it's supposed to mm-hmm. in a different way
but it could come as someone going, I have this amazing guy I want you to meet. Would you be interested in going out with him?
Right.
So you're but it's just quitting me isn't back. You saying no. It's right. you saying I'm not desperately trying to make this happen on my own.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm drunk right now.
Let's do an email before we wrap this.
Okay.
This is from Anonymous. I assume it's a she. I'm 23 years old. A few months ago, I went through the worst thing I've ever experienced. My boyfriend of almost 9 years broke up with me. Mm. We've been together since we were 14. We grew up down the street from each other, went to high school together. We did long distance for a few years in college. We ended up moving in together. We got two cats, graduated college together. I know we were going through something bad, but I hoped it would pass. However, my boyfriend decided it would be best to end things. He's about to start medical school, and we're about to sign a New Year lease on our apartment, and he felt like he had a choice to make. He told me this is the hardest thing he's ever had to do and that maybe we can get back together in the future. If I'm being honest with you, the only thing getting me through this is the hope we'll get back together. I am taking advantage of this time alone. I started counseling. I'm trying to focus on me. I believe him when he says he loves me and that he would love if we worked out one day. But am I being naive by believing that we'll get back together?
I just want to say that I'm very proud of you for taking this time to focus on yourself. Like, getting counseling is really brave because a lot of people don't even give themselves the option to do that, I feel like. But I also don't think it's fair to him for him to break up with you and then say, but maybe we'll get back together. Like, he's choosing to end things because he doesn't want to be with you right now. Whether he does come back around, you have no obligation to wait for him to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can't live your life and operate from a place of hoping you're going to get back together with somebody. It's not a healthy place mm-hmm. to be. I've been there and it's just like not a good place to be. So I think that you need to be in the mindset that like you're done. And if you are meant to be together and you happen to get back together, then that's one thing. But I think you can't operate from that headspace because it really... it changes the way that you act and it changes mm-hmm. the way that you do things. So I think just like changing your mental state for sure.
Yeah. I think it limits you to really being able to live your life, mm-hmm. just hoping and praying because you're closed off to other people and other opportunities. And I just think that I really don't think it's fair that he did that. No. So if he wanted to be with you, he would be with you. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't end it with the hope of you'll be waiting for him when, mm-hmm. if he's ready. Mm-hmm. So I think you move on, focus on yourself. Be open to the possibility of someone else coming along, but really focus on being single because you've been single through some like really crucial, I mean, you've mm-hmm. been in a relationship through some really crucial years of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I will be very surprised if he says like, now's the time. Let's get mm-hmm. back together. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's mm-hmm. happening. I think he's having a hard time making that decision. That's mm-hmm. a very hard thing to do. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to soften it by, oh, well, you know, maybe we can get back to, yeah. and I think that's really unfair yeah. of him to do that.
I think it was to make him feel better mm-hmm. that it was like to make him feel better that he was ending things with you, which was a very selfish thing. And I don't think that he did it in a way of like trying to hurt you, but that's ultimately what he did. And I'm really sorry that you're going through this, because 9 years with someone is a very long time.
Yeah.
Wow. This has been quite the episode, guys.
I can't feel my lips.
We've had a lot this episode to drink.
Yeah.
And to talk about.
I think the title should be I Quit.
Yeah. Well, one of the questions said something like, what if Grey's Anatomy ends? Will this podcast end?
No,
that's what I mean. Yeah, so you saying I quit? No, but yeah, we have two more seasons locked yeah. in, everybody. But you say the title being "I quit." It's a good little teaser.
I quit.
Shall we call time of death?
I can't feel my lips when I'm in Maui.
Speaking of quitting.
Yeah, so I go off of the time here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it's 22 time of death 22:36.